In the business news this morning, Reserve Bank set to stick to a familiar script. Property companies take control of their own affairs, and the latest from financial markets. This week's interest rate statement from the Reserve Bank looks like being a case of deja vu all over again. The central bank is expected to sing a familiar song of no changes to interest rates, continued easy money policies, such as bond buying and the funding for lending programs, which have kept the lid on wholesale rates and kept the financial system flush with cheap money. ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner says an uptick in inflation pressures in recent months won't alter the RBNZ's more important priority to maintain a mood of calm and stability.
These price increases are mostly in tradable goods, in imported goods and commodities, that sort of thing. And that is the sort of inflation that the Reserve Bank will prefer to look through if they can. It's not growth friendly, so you wouldn't want to raise interest rates to try and head off that inflation and hit growth even harder if you don't have to. So the Reserve Bank's assumption will be that as long as inflation expectations are well behaved, then they can look through it.
ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner. And ANZ's recent survey of businesses showed respondents' expectations of inflation neatly matching the RBNZ's 2% target. Well, the sun may be setting on external management contracts for property firms. About half the property investment firms listed on the stock exchange pay a third party to manage their portfolio and find new investment opportunities. But a trend appears to be emerging as firms look to buy out their external agreements and move management in-house. Most recent being Precinct Properties, which paid $215 million to cut ties with AMP. Rowan Corman-Smith from Forsyth Barr says its research suggests internal management can provide better management for shareholders over time.
The main benefit is really a reduction in the management expense, with external management companies typically making a bit of a profit on the fees that they earn. Do also get better alignment of management and shareholder interests with an internal management structure, and institutional knowledge is held within the company. It can also remove some barriers to corporate activity, such as mergers. There are some downsides, though. It can cost a lot to internalise, and for smaller entities, the cost benefit may not be as great as those larger entities.
That's Rowan Corman-Smith from Forsyth Barr. Time to a quick look at the markets. Wall Street record highs for the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. NASDAQ was up around 0.5%, the others between 0.75% and 1% higher. Our own top 50 index, soft end to the week, falling 58 points, about 0.5%. New Zealand dollar is 70.3 US cents, 92.2 Australian, 51.3 British pence, 0.591 euro, 77.1 Japanese yen, and 4.61 yuan. Brent crude oil a touch lower at $63 a barrel, and gold was down $13 at $1,743 an ounce. A quick look at what's on this week's business agenda. As we've already mentioned, Reserve Bank interest rate review on Wednesday. It's just a single statement, no news conference. Elsewhere on the economic front, electronic retail sales, food prices, and the latest look at the manufacturing sector. On the corporate front, annual meetings for Kiwi Fruit Company Seeker and the media company NZMe. And overseas, some interest to see how Australia's employment scene is looking. Employment numbers out there this week, unemployment expected to be somewhere around 5.7 or 5.8%. That's business for now. We'll update the news and numbers for you around 8:30.